What is faith? And I want to preach about that this morning. I think it'll be helpful for you. We're going to use Joshua as our example. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 30. We've got one verse. The Bible says this: by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. I'm going to read that again, and I want that to sink in just a little bit. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Let's pray, and we'll jump right in. Father, I pray that you'd use this message this morning. I know I'm not worthy to deliver it, but you are so worthy to be heard, and I just hope that people would hear you this morning. I pray that you speak to our hearts. I pray that you would challenge us about living our life by faith, kind of like Joshua did. And I pray that you'd use it in every day in our lives, but also as we are considering our faith promise commitments for this year. Maybe some folks haven't done that yet, and this will help them to be able to make a step of faith, to be able to do more to make a difference in the lives of people around the world through missions. In Jesus' name, amen. What a great story this is. The walls of Jericho falling down. Most of us, we've heard of this story. It's one of our favorite stories when we were kids. If you grew up going to church, and one of those stories that you acted out, maybe, if you grew up going to Sunday school. But here's the story. God comes to Joshua and says, Joshua, I want you to go, and you're going to take the city of Jericho. You're going to conquer this city. Now, the city of Jericho has high walls and thick walls, and impossible for the nation of Israel, which really, they've been in the wilderness for 40 years. They don't have weapons. They don't have an army. They're not set up to fight a battle. But they go against Jericho. And God told Joshua this. You may remember. He said, on the first day, you're going to all walk around the city one time. And on the second day, you're going to all walk around the city one time. You're going to do that for 6 days. Then on the seventh day, you're going to walk around the city 7 times. You're going to be quiet the whole time you walk around the city. And as you walk around, and you get, if I start going around circles, I'm going to get dizzy, fall over, so I'm not going to do that. By the time you're starting your seventh time around this big city of Jericho, you're going to sound the trumpets, and you're going to yell, and you're going to praise God, and the walls are going to fall down flat, and you're going to go in, and you're going to conquer the city. And if it was you or me that God was talking to, we would have been, yeah, right. Okay, maybe you wouldn't have. But if somebody told me that walking around a city 13 times would make the walls sink down, fall down into the ground, I'd have a tough time believing that. But that's what God told Joshua. He came to Joshua, he said, here's how you're going to win the battle. You're going to walk around the city, the walls are going to fall down flat, and you're going to go in. And the Bible says, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. They did. They just like God said they were going to do. God said, do it. Joshua did it, and then the walls done it, all right? That's an alliterated message right now. That didn't even make sense. But they fell down, and he won the battle. Okay, now go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua grew up in Egypt. He experienced all the miracles of God in Egypt. He spent lots of personal time with another man of great faith named Moses. Now, Joshua was up on Mount Sinai when God gave Moses the Ten Commandments. Joshua was one of the only two spies who gave a good report about the Promised Land. He'd seen God work. God has been growing Joshua's faith. Joshua has seen some amazing things. He spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness, and he experienced God's miraculous care in the wilderness. Just a little bit of introduction here, but can you imagine spending 40 years wandering around and your shoes never wear out? And God always provide food for you every day that you didn't have to grow yourself. And God, he experienced these many, many miracles of God. Water from the rock, manna every morning, quails flying in. And then when Moses died, God commanded Joshua to be the leader of the people. This is a big step to take. This was a challenge. Moses had trouble with the people ever since the first day he took leadership of the people. They complained and they fussed and they disobeyed God. Now Joseph finds himself in charge. He took some great steps of faith in his life. And I want to talk about those steps of faith. Briefly, let me give you just a couple of them and we'll move forward. He gave a good report after spying out the land. 12 men went to spy in Canaan. 10 were bad and 2 were good. That's how the song goes. Right, but Caleb and Joshua, the two guys that came back and said, we can do it. Yes, there's giants in the land, and yes, but God told us to do it, so let's do it. He crossed the Jordan River. Whenever he was leading the children of Israel into the promised land from the wilderness, that God said, I want you to take the priests, and they're carrying the Ark of the Covenant, and I want you to tell them to step into the Jordan River. And when they step into the Jordan River, the water's going to stop flowing. That doesn't just happen. All right? If somebody told you that, would you do it? Yeah, go ahead. Now, I don't know if the Rio Grande really compares to the Jordan River. If you were to ask Naaman, you know, the guy in the Old Testament, he'd say, probably so. There's lots better rivers to get baptized in. But what if somebody came to you and said, just take a step from you from Texas, the Brazos River, okay? The Red River, if you're from Oklahoma. I've never even seen the Red River. I've heard about it, though, okay? But take a step into the river, and when you step into the river, the water's going to stop flowing. It had to be a miracle from God. So Joshua said, okay, this is what we're going to do. The priests are going to step in first. They're going to step into the river. And then the rest of us are going to cross over. And God said they're going to do it on dry land. So we're just going to obey God. God said, do it. Let's obey. And we'll make it. The priests step into the river. The water stops flowing. I would have loved to have seen that. I mean, just really, if the water stops flowing and it just keeps going that way until it's dry, what's happening to all the water on this side? I would love to see it just pile up higher and higher and higher and higher. I don't know what happened, but I'd love to see what happened. Maybe one of these days God will show us what happened. I don't know, took a picture. I don't know how, describe it to us or something. We can see what happened. But they stepped into the river. They all walked across on dry land. And the reason that happened is because they just obeyed when God said to do it. How about this one? They're fighting a battle, and it's the sun's going down. And Joshua looks up at the sun and he does something I've never ever heard of anybody even thinking about doing. He looks at the sun and he commands the sun to stand still. And the sun stands still. And the Bible says, it's in Joshua, you can look at it later, we won't look at it right now. Joshua chapter 10, verse 13. The Bible says the sun stayed still and the moon stood still all that day as they fought that battle. You see, Joshua and this amazing faith that he had as he led these people and as he followed God. Then there was the conquering Jericho. What an amazing faith that took. I mean, really, we all say, yeah, I'd have walked around Jericho, but we know the end of the story. We know the walls are going to fall down. We know the end of it. We're looking backwards. Listen, God has told me to do stuff a lot smaller than walk around Jericho 13 times, and I've refused to do it because I just didn't know how it was going to end up. Maybe you've been the same place where God's led you to do something and you kind of backed off of it because you just didn't know how it was going to happen. So what is faith? We see over and over Joshua doing these amazing things and God coming through and providing for him and keeping his end of the deal. Where did Joshua get the courage to take such amazing steps of faith? And go to Joshua chapter 1. We're going to look through some verses right here, verses 1 through 9. Where did Joshua get that faith? How can you have that kind of faith? How can I have that kind of faith? I want that kind of faith. I want faith that says, whenever God comes to me and leads me to do something, I will do it. Well, let me first of all define what I think faith is. It's really simple. Faith is courageous obedience. I want that to sink in for just a minute. Faith is courageous obedience. See, when God comes and says to do something that's easy, anybody can do that. Here's an example. The forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. So go to church. Go to church whenever it's time to go to church. That's a command. I can do that. That's not that hard. Now, for some of us, it's harder to get to church than others. I understand that. For me this morning, it wasn't that hard. I had to get up a little bit early, got here to church in time to get the bus route off and going and all that. But it wasn't that hard. But when God says, give 10% of my income as tithe, Then we're starting to say, okay, now wait a minute. That's a little harder. How am I going to pay the bills? When God comes and says, for missions this year, this is what I want you to give. And my wife and I, we filled out a commitment card, and my wife put it in on Wednesday night, and God, I feel like God led me to a certain amount that we're going to give for this year, but it's not always easy, and I struggle with God and say, God, are you sure that's what you want me to give? Faith is courageous obedience. Faith is obeying even when I don't understand where I'm going or what's going to happen. For Joshua, that was the air conditioner turning off, ladies. Okay. For Joshua, faith was walking around the walls of Jericho even though he didn't know they were going to fall down. I mean, you could say he knew it because God said, but he didn't really know it. He didn't see it. He never experienced it before. And then him just obeying. Faith is courageous obedience. How to develop courageous faith. Look at Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun. That's N-U-N, Nun, all right? Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea going toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. This is God talking to Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it, from to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Several times in this passage, God comes to Joshua and says, Joshua, be strong and have good courage. Be strong and have courage. Be strong and have courage. Because he's about to tell him to do some things that are beyond common sense, beyond ordinary. And Joshua's going to be faced with obeying God to walk around the walls of Jericho and many other things and deciding, am I going to obey God with courage or am I going to disobey God because I just don't understand how it's all going to work out? And you know, that's what we're faced with. Am I going to obey God today with courage or am I going to disobey God because I don't know how it's all going to work out? There's so many ways we could apply this today. First of all, I want to give you this principle. I'm going to give you several this morning. We're going to go through them really quick. Let's see here. We've got six, and we're going to have to go fast to give them to you. First of all, get your strength from God. Get your strength from God. God said to Joshua, be strong and of a good courage. The strength that will enable you to take courageous steps of faith comes from the Lord. You can't muster up that kind of strength yourself. You can't just fake yourself out into having that kind of spiritual strength. It's got to be strength that comes from God. Psalms 18:2, David said this, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. In Psalm 118:14, he said, the Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. The kind of strength you need is the kind of strength you can't get on your own. God wants to give you that strength. You got to get your strength from God. God's going to bring situations into your life to develop your strength. See, growing your faith is a lot like exercising. God's going to bring situations in, and it's going to exercise your faith, and it's going to exercise your spiritual strength. How did Joshua get his great faith? Well, he got his strength and courage from experiencing God working in his life. Picture this. God comes to Joshua and he says, Joshua, I want you to walk around Jericho these 13 times, six times, once a day, then seven times on the last day. And Joshua does it. But what has Joshua already seen God do? He saw the plagues in Egypt. He saw the crossing and he walked through the Red Sea. He crossed right through that. He saw the manna delivered. He saw the shoes that didn't wear out. He saw God provide for these 40 years. He's seen God work. And now God says, I want to do this. And Joshua says, okay, I've seen you work before. You've exercised my faith. You've strengthened my faith by proving yourself to me all this time. So now I'm going to go forward. I'm going to walk around Jericho, even though it doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't make any sense. He's a general of this army. And could you imagine him coming to his people, his leadership team there, his colonels, whatever they would be underneath him, and saying, listen, here's the plan. Here's how we're going to destroy Jericho. And them all just ready. Okay, we're ready. Let us have it. Show it to us. How are we going to do it? We're going to walk around 13 times and the wall's going to fall down. Can you just imagine what they're thinking? Well, if Joshua's been with God and God's been providing all this time, we'll go with it. See, it wasn't just Joshua that obeyed. It was the others that obeyed as well. Get your strength from God. You know, God used some times in my life, and I'm not going to go through all the stories this morning. We don't have time to do that, to really strengthen my faith. He used Bible college in a big way to strengthen my faith. He used the, and I wrote this down so I wouldn't forget all the words that I wanted to use to describe it, terrifying, awkward, frustrating, and homesick season of Bible college to build my courage. Because he used that time for me to learn how to pray and learn how to get a hold of God and learn to trust in God more than I trusted in anything else. And he built my courage and God strengthened my faith because without him, I was helpless. God's going to use situations in your life. It may not be the exact situation as my life, but whatever it is that God has let you come through till now, God is going to use that, and he wants to use that to build your strength and build your faith so you can do something greater for him than you've ever done. We've all got different experiences. We've all got different backgrounds, but God wants to use that, whatever it was, to build you, to do something great for him. God may not have put you in that circumstance. God may not have chosen that circumstance, but he's going to use that circumstance to help you to do more for him than you ever thought possible. Get your strength from God and not from yourself and not from friends and not from other people, but get your strength from God. The Bible says, be strong and of a good courage as God talked to Joshua. In verse number 7, the Bible says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Do according to all the law. How are we going to develop courageous faith? How can I have a faith that faces the future that I can't see and still be able to go forward? How do I develop that? Well, obey all that you do know of the Word of God. God came to Joshua and he said, to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. He said, listen, Joshua, you know what to do. You've already been taught what to do. Do all that you already know. Learn as much as you can, first of all, and then do all that you know that is right. How do you learn as much as you can? As we're talking about spiritual things, first of all, I'm going to challenge you to read your Bible every day. How can I develop a great and a courageous faith, a faith that says, I'm going to obey even if I don't understand? Well, you've got to spend time in the Bible. Read your Bible every day. Get to know the Bible. Get to know the God of the Bible. Go to church every chance you get. We're not going to church to get to heaven. Hopefully you didn't come to church today so that you can earn your way to heaven, because that won't do it. The only way to get to heaven is by trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior, realizing that he died on the cross. He paid the price for your sin and my sin, and he offers you a free gift of eternal life. He offers it for free. And if you'll accept it, then you'll be saved. He'll forgive your sins. You'll be washed in the blood of the Lamb, as we sang about a little bit ago. It's just a free gift. You don't get it by going to church. You don't get it by being good. It's just by accepting that Jesus Christ, as God, died on the cross, paid for your sins, and he wants to give you that free gift of forgiveness. That's how you get saved. So I'm assuming you probably didn't come to church this morning in order to earn your way to heaven, to be good, but you ought to go to church. Why should we go to church? Well, you're going to learn a lot at church. You're going to be encouraged by the other people there at the church. You're going to grow. Your strength, your faith will grow. Make every effort to be there on Sunday morning, Sunday school and church on Sunday morning. Let me challenge you. If you aren't already part of one of our Bible study classes that happens at 9:30, let me challenge you to try that. Get involved in that. Why? Because I want to learn more about the Bible. I want to learn more about God. And the Bible says, and as God was talking to Joshua, to do according to all the law. Do what you know the Bible says. And you can't do what the Bible says until you know what the Bible says. And coming to a Bible study class is a great way to do that. 9:30. Try to make it to that. You'll grow. You'll get to know people. It'll be a great time. So Sunday morning and then Sunday evening. It's a great time to learn the Bible. The message is preached on Sunday morning and Sunday night. are completely different messages from the Bible. It's not the same thing, just repeated. And what's going to happen? You're going to hear the Bible preached again. You're going to get to know the Bible better so that you can do all that's commanded. Come to church on Sunday night. Come on a Wednesday night. And we'll have a Bible study about prayer, usually. It will take some time as a church to pray together. You're going to grow. Your faith is going to grow as you do that. Do all that you know to do. Read the Bible. Make sure you're at church, and then go soul winning faithfully. This is going to be a challenge for most of us to go soul winning, to share the gospel with somebody. You know, we're supposed to do it. Every one of us, we're supposed to do it. Jesus' last command before he left the earth is recorded 5 different times in the gospels and the book of Acts, was to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, to tell other people about Jesus. We know we're supposed to do that. And as God was talking to Joshua, he said, listen, Joshua, I want you to be strong and good courage, and I want you to do everything that you already know that you're supposed to be doing, even if you're just what we would call a silent partner. Let me invite you to get involved in sharing the gospel with somebody. You can call it witnessing. You can call it sharing your faith. You can call it soul winning. You can call it so many different things, whatever you want to call it. But let's just get involved in it. Let's get involved in telling people about Jesus and how they can be saved. So learn as much as you can, and then obey all that you learn. As God reveals more to you, simply obey him. That's going to happen. If you're a growing Christian, which we all ought to be, you're going to learn something that you didn't know before. That's what learning is, right? Okay, so you're going to learn something that you didn't know before. And when you learn something that you didn't know before, now you know something that you didn't know before. Are you with me? Okay, this is deep. So whenever you learn that something that you didn't know before, which is going to happen, if you get into the Bible, you start learning, and you come to church faithful, you're going to hear the preaching, you say, oh, I didn't know that before. You're going to learn something that you might need to do differently in your life. So the challenge is to do it. Just do it. Whenever I learn that I'm supposed to tithe, I'm going to decide to tithe. Whenever I learn that I'm supposed to give an offering, I'll give an offering. Whenever I learn that I'm supposed to give towards missions, God didn't command us to give towards missions, but as we learned this last week, it's a way for us to show our love to God by giving towards missions. I want to do that. Whenever I learned about being separate from the world, I want to do that. And as I grow and as I learn, I want to do more. Obey all that you learn. As God reveals it to you, just obey him. What is faith? Faith is courageous obedience. It's me saying, God, I'll obey you even if I don't understand it. If the Bible says it, that settles it, and I'll just obey you even if I don't know where it's going to take me. When God shows you from his word how a child of God should act, just simply obey it. When the Bible teaches you how to dress, just simply obey it. When the Bible teaches you to tithe 10% of everything you get to God, simply obey it. When the Bible teaches you to obey your parents, simply obey your parents. When the Bible teaches to avoid bad friends and choose good friends, just simply obey. What is that? That's courageous obedience. You might think, but I'm going to lose my friends, and what will they think of me? Well, let's don't worry about that part of it. Let's worry about the, am I simply obeying God? Courageous obedience. If you'll simply obey what you learn from the Bible, you're going to develop courageous faith. And as you see it written in the Bible, and as you apply it to your life, your faith will grow. And then as God leads you to do those things with your life that he wants you to do, teach a Sunday school class, work on a bus route. I'm just giving you some examples of ministry. Go to Bible college. My brother and sister, God led them to go across the world and be missionaries. When God leads you to do those things, your faith has been developed, and you've learned how to say yes, like Miss Ann saying, here am I, and just I'll do what you want me to do. And as God grows your faith, you get to the point where no matter what God asks, you can say, okay, God, I'll do that. That's what God did with Joshua. Miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. And then God says, I want you to walk around the city of Jericho, and Joshua says, okay, why not? God's already provided. He's already shown me that he can do everything he said he's going to do. I'm just going to obey God. It becomes the way you live. Then stay focused on the path that God places in front of you. It was in verse number 7. God said to Joshua, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. I just challenge you to stay focused on the path that God places in front of you. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Don't get distracted from God's will. When God directs you, do exactly what He leads you to do. I can't always explain. I can't always say, here's why God led you to do that. I can't always say, here's why God led me to do something. But when God leads you to do it, just do it. Like this message this morning, for example. I've preached this recently. Hasn't been that long ago. Why would God have me do that? As I'm preaching, I'm thinking to myself, God, they heard this not that long ago. It's not been that long ago. But if you're like me, somebody asks me, Pastor, what did you preach last week? And I'll think, oh, I've got no idea. So maybe you don't remember anyway, and we'll just move forward. Sometimes the why, I don't understand why. God, why would you have me to do this? Don't get distracted from God's will. When God directs you, just do what He said to do. You know, money can be a huge distraction from God's plan for your life. We're talking about faith promise. We talked about giving a little bit. All our messages aren't about money. So if you've been through the last two Sundays and you've heard two messages about Monday, come next week. And you might get one that's not about money. This one's really not about money, but here's an example, all right? Money can be a distraction from what God wants to do with our lives. God has a great plan for us, and He wants us to do something, but sometimes we get distracted by the things that this world offers. You know, you'll never make enough money to make you as happy as you'll be if you live for God. You just got to know that. I don't care how much money you make, you'll never make enough to make you happy like you'd be happy if you were in the will of God. And then here, don't ever trade God's plan for your life for money. It's just not worth it. God's got a great plan for your life. He's got a direction He wants you to go. So don't get distracted by something as silly as money. Don't choose what you spend the rest of your life doing based on how much money you'll make. Isn't it amazing how most of us make our career choices based on the amount of money that this particular career makes? Don't make your decisions based on that. So there's these principles. Stay focused on the path that God places in front of you. Don't let money or friends or popularity or whatever it is, don't let them distract you from the will of God. I've got to move quick, and I'm going to skip all those funny stories I was going to tell you. Ready? Then he says, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. That was God talking to Joshua. And he says, I want you to be so familiar with the word of God. Keep it every day. Don't let it depart out of thy mouth. And I guess the best way I can say it is this. Become familiar with the word of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. It's an everyday thing. It's part of your regular life. Become familiar with what's right and wrong from the word of God. Become familiar with what to embrace and what to avoid. Become familiar with the true stories of great faith like Joshua's. Get in the Bible. Get familiar with the Bible. Get to know the Bible. And as you do that, your faith is going to grow. And you'll be able to take courageous steps of obedience. And somebody's going to look at you and say, whoa, where did that great faith come from? And you're probably going to say, I don't know. But what it is you've gotten familiar with the Word of God. You've become familiar with the heart of Jesus. You become familiar with the principles of doing God's will. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. How is my faith going to grow? My faith is going to grow as I spend time in the Word of God. Reading the Word of God. For the last couple of years, I've spent a lot of time listening to the Word of God. I love listening to the Bible. I'm not saying do that instead of reading the Bible. But I'll spend a half hour or so a day, maybe 45 minutes a day, and listening to the Bible. And I've been able to listen to so much of the Bible, and it's really made a difference in my life. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So whether you read it, whether you listen to it, get the Word of God in your heart, and your faith will grow. God said to Joshua, He said this in verse number 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. How am I going to develop courageous faith? How do I get faith where I can take a step into the future just trusting God? How am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to do that by meditating, beginning and ending each day with the Word of God. Meditate means to think about it, to dwell on it, to contemplate it, to revolve it in your mind. I want to think about the Word of God. Get in the Bible at the beginning of the day, at the end of the day. Let me challenge you to do something. This is very practical. Start your day with the Bible and end your day with the Bible. Doesn't have to be long, but start it and end it with the Word of God. Morning and evening, meditate on the Word of God. It's going to help you start your day right and help you to live right. It'll help you to end your day right, help you to rest right. And I want to challenge you lastly to guard against those who want to take away your courage. Verse number 9, God says to Joshua, Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. What's it mean to be dismayed? To be dismayed means somebody took away my courage. If I say to you, don't be dismayed, I'm going to say be courageous and don't let anybody take that away from you. I want our church, here's why I'm preaching this message. I want our church to be able to take those steps of faith that God wants us to take. Maybe it's taking a step to give more in faith promised missions than I gave last year. Maybe it's taking a step to tithe. Maybe it's just taking a step to go soul winning. Maybe it's taking a step to teach a class or work in a ministry somewhere. But it's taking a step to do something big for God. And if God's challenging you in your heart, He's working in your heart, here's what you need to do. You simply need to say, okay, and obey. Courageous obedience. That's what faith is. Faith is me just saying, if God said it, I'm just going to do it. Even if it doesn't make sense. Guard against those who take away your courage. God called me to be a preacher when I was 10 years old. I didn't know all that was going to happen there. I thought He was calling me to be a missionary. But I began to do some things. I went to a preacher boys class that they had at school. And it was what a great thing Christian education is. Let me just stop there for just a moment. That made a difference in my life. And so I went to the preacher boys class and learned a little bit there. But got kind of distracted a little bit when I went into college and went to UNM for a year and did some other things. Here's something that happened in my life. I knew I wanted to be a preacher because God told me I was supposed to be. In my heart, I knew it. I knew I was supposed to do that. But I had people in my life that were dismaying me, taking away my courage, asking me questions like, but what happens if God doesn't come through for you? What happens if God doesn't provide? What happens if you don't make it as a preacher? You know, all those questions just start going in your mind. You think, okay, well, what does happen? And I lost my courage. They've done studies, and I've shared this with you before. They've done studies on tigers. That a tiger has a roar that is known to not just scare people, but paralyze them. And here's what happens. The roar of a tiger is they make a sound that you can hear, but they also make a sound that you can feel. And the sound that you can feel, and thank God I've never been in this situation, where a tiger has roared, and I've been out in the jungle with it, but what they say is that when a tiger roars, a person will freeze. Because of that subsonic or whatever the word is for that, it's below audible. It's something you can't hear, but you can feel. And as you're walking along your way, the tiger roars and you freeze. It scares you to death. And that's just a perfect picture of what the devil wants to do to you. You're walking along, you're serving God, and you've got a great plan. You want to do something big for God. And then the devil roars. And what do? We freeze. We're dismayed. And God said to Joshua, don't be dismayed. Have good courage. Do what I told you to do. Keep obeying the word of God. Get familiar with the word of God. Don't get sidetracked, but don't get dismayed. Don't let somebody come along that scares you, that takes away your courage from obeying me. You know, I bet there was people that were trying to dismay Joshua. There are probably people that came along and said, Joshua, you know, that's not going to work. Joshua, you're going to get us all killed. Joshua, just don't do it. But Joshua just kept going forward. Faith, obedience, and courage, they're directly related. Taking a step of faith is having courage to obey God. Faith is obeying God even when you don't know how it's all going to turn out. Faith is obeying God when you don't understand. Faith's not just doing something crazy because you think it's a good idea, something you want to do. Sometimes we do something nuts and we say, oh, I'm just doing this by faith. No, that was just nuts. That was just crazy. Don't do that. Faith is obeying God, doing what God leads us to do, no matter what anybody else says about it. Now, if it's crazy what God said to do, that's fine. That's faith. But it was God said to do it, not me said to do it. It's kind of like starting a church. That's crazy. But it was God's plan. And when it's God's plan and you take the step forward, that's okay. Faith is doing God's will, not your will. God made you. He made you to like some things more than others. And I just want you to think about this and we're done. You got to remember, God made you. And He made you to like certain things. He made your personality. Whenever you can go to God and say, God, I'm not going to do the things that I like for me. I'm giving all of that to you. Whatever you want to do with it, that's fine. So many times, here's what happens. God takes those things that you gave to Him and say, here, now you can use what you like to do, but you're going to use them for me. You get to spend your life living for God, doing the things that you love to do because you said, God, I'm just going to give it to you. I'm going to courageously say, your will, not my will. And so many times, I've seen it so many times, God did it in my life. God says, here, let me give you back those things that you love to do, but now you're doing them for me. You're doing it for something valuable, doing it for something that's going to make a difference for eternity. Sometimes taking a step of faith is going to benefit you. Sometimes it will. Whenever you tithe, I believe God gives you back more than you give to Him. I've heard so many people say it, and it's over and over and over. Their story is you can't outgive God. I've seen it. I've experienced it. So sometimes when you obey by faith, you it's going to benefit you. Sometimes taking a step of faith is going to benefit somebody else. Like, for example, whenever you invest in the church and in missions and thousands of people get saved, teens surrender to serve God, men go out and start churches, parents decide to stay together instead of getting a divorce, you're making a difference. Sometimes it benefits you. Sometimes taking a step of faith benefits others. Here, we're done. I want you to get this. But every time you take a step of faith, you bring glory to God. Every time. When God says do it, you say, okay, God, I don't even understand it, but I'm just going to obey. I'm just going to obey. God, I don't understand it, but I'm going to give what you said to give. God, I don't understand it, but I'm going to change the direction in my life, and I'm going to go the direction you want me to. I don't know where it's going to take me, but God, I'm just going to do it. No matter what happens to you or anybody else, God receives the glory. And that's why we're here. That's why we're here. I'm done, but I want to say this, and we're going to be done. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, if you've never been saved, if you were to say, Pastor Reyes, I don't know for sure that if I died, I'd go to heaven. Today could be the day that that changes. In just a moment, I'm going to ask everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes. And I'm going to give you a moment of privacy. And I'm going to ask you to respond to a couple questions. I'm going to ask you if you're saved. I'm going to ask you if you'd like to be saved. I'm going to ask you if you'd like to make a decision for Christ. And I want you to consider it. I want you to think in your heart, God, if you're speaking to me, courageous obedience is doing what God wants me to do, even if I don't understand it. During our invitation time, in just a minute, when we have this invitation time, and I ask you, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to say, if you'd like somebody to show you from a Bible how you can be saved, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand, okay? And I'm not asking you yet, I'm telling you what I'm going to ask you, but in just a moment, I'm going to ask you that. And whenever I ask you that, and you feel God working in your heart, courageous obedience is you saying, okay, God, I'll do it. God, I'll do it. I'll raise my hand because I want somebody to show me how to be saved. Even if you're scared, even if you don't understand, even if you don't know what's going to happen to me if I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, courageous obedience is you saying, God, I'm going to trust you, and I want to know how to be saved. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for letting us be here this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the challenge to take these steps of faith, courageous obedience. And Lord, I pray that you'd work in our hearts this morning. Lord, there may be someone here this morning who has not yet made a faith promise commitment, and you want them to take a courageous step of faith. Lord, I pray that you'd work in their heart and help them to know how to do that and how you'd have them to give towards missions. Lord, if there's someone here this morning who's never trusted you as their Savior, Lord, I ask this morning that you'd convict their heart and that you'd help them to take that courageous step of faith of trusting you as their Savior. There's other decisions that may need to be made. Lord, I pray that in our Christian lives, you'd help us to take that step. It's a hard step sometimes, but Lord, I pray that you'd help us to take that step of faith and just courageously obey, courageously step forward to do what you want us to do.